Good times and great music at 2NURFM 103.7. Well, there's no denying that the Hunter is growing. A mix of just organic population growth, the housing crisis, all of that sort of stuff. And it means that more and more pressure is put on our infrastructure. There's something in the coalfields that's been on the agenda for a little while. Many are for, and there is somewhat of a vocal opposition as well, and that's the upgrade to Wallumbay Road to essentially a four-lane thoroughfare. From Bellbird through to Vincent Street there. Somebody that's been keeping his eye on that has his office in Vincent Street, and he's the member for Cessnock, Clayton Barr. Clayton, thank you so much for your time. Essentially, the inner city of Cessnock, it can get gridlocked so much more than even just a few years ago. So plans like this at the very coalface are really trying to alleviate some of that pressure, am I right?
You're exactly right, Mark. So, first of all, thanks for having me on. And the second point I would make is this is primarily a Cessnock Council sort of project. However, I'm very, very happy that the state government's funding almost 50% of it, because it's important work that needs to happen. So the town, the city of Cessnock, I'm not talking about the broader Cessnock LGA, I'm talking about the actual suburb and town of Cessnock Township. The population growth, I'm born and bred here, but I have seen an incredible growth in the number of people and the volumes of traffic in and around the CBD, particularly over the last 10 years. And there are times on weekends in particular when we have a lot of the tourists coming in, or even on a Sunday when they're heading out, where the town is in complete gridlock and we need to change. On top of that, we've got incredibly fast growth on our outskirts. Lots of greenfield sites are doing some wonderful heavy lifting, bringing new residential lots, land lots, to market, so that more and more people can build their family home, settle down in the community and start their life here. If we're going to increase the population, we have to increase or improve the infrastructure.
Yeah, well, I think the first point is it will be increasing. It's always to what extent is always the question. Now, some of the areas where you mentioned there will be some housing stock growth is certainly in that Bellbird area, which is it's at that western end of Wallumbay Road. It's certainly in the town anyway. The idea that that would become a four-lane road, at face value, seems pretty good. We'll get that, you know, get the traffic in and out there. There are a lot of concerns, though. There are around 300 submissions that went through to council thereabouts with concerns there. What could you see the issue being with parking, Clayton? Will it be such a big issue, or would it be minimised somewhat?
Yeah, look, there is some objection to this particular project, and I don't propose that I know all of the concerns of all of the people, again, because it is a local council project, not a state government project. We're just funding it or part of it. But from what I can gather, the main concern from the people who are against this project is around parking immediately at the front of their house and their home, because at the moment it's only two lanes and there's plenty of room to park on both sides of the road, so you can park out the front, you know, family and friends can visit and all that sort of stuff. But my look and review of the project as proposed by council is that this road, which in many, many parts is incredibly wide, it actually does have the ability to carry six lanes of traffic. So four lanes of moving traffic, two in each direction, and there'll still be enough room for parking on both sides of the road. That's for the majority of this project. It's about 3 kilometres long. There are some pinch points where there might need to be some clearways on one side of the road or the other, depending if it's the morning or the afternoon. So there will be some people impacted in that regard. But it is a main road, and it is going to be providing another 3,300 homes out at the Bellbird side. Building the road's not going to increase the traffic. Building the road's going to allow us to deal with the traffic that is there and is going to increase going forward.
I believe we're looking at a start of upping the tools in about a month or so from now, with that first stage of the 3 kilometres from the Bellbird end, which is where all the new housing will take place. Do we have a rough timeline? I know these projects can be weather permitting and a whole lot of other stuff, but a rough idea from a month from now to the end?
Yeah, I was blown away. A really ambitious timeline that I was told yesterday at the, you know, the turning of the sod, if you like, was that they hope to have it finished in mid-2026, which is only about 15 months away. Now, if they get there, that's incredible. And if they don't get there, I still love the fact that they've got this really ambitious target of trying to get this work done in a little bit over 12 months. So let's fingers crossed that everything goes well. The weather's nice. There's no complications, unforeseen complications on the project. And the impact on the community then, the community at large, will be minimal in the shortest possible timeline. But, yeah, at this stage, they're looking around mid-2026. So fingers crossed.
All right. Well, hopefully that will be the case. Again, it is somewhat ambitious, but again, once they get started, it'll just flow from there, hopefully. I know there are concerns about it, Clayton, but we will see how it all goes. It is can be very, very busy in that part of the Hunter. Like you said, not just during the week, but on weekends. Mate, I'll leave you with it, and we'll probably talk a little bit more as the project rolls on. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for your time this morning, Mark. Thanks to all your listeners.